Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Business Leader Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Wade Taylor, and this is our Human Resources Insights Hour. It's brought to you by the San Diego Society of HR Managers, SD Sherm. And joining me today from SD Sherm is my co-host, Natasha Arthur. She is the president-elect and a director of HR at Cavu Consulting. So thanks for joining the show today, Natasha. What do you have for us today?
Hi, Wade. Good morning, everyone. Today's program, we're going to highlight the continuing evolution of the HR professional, both globally, nationally, and locally. And specifically, we're going to focus on San Diego's SHRMs, or San Diego Society for HR Managers, ongoing initiatives to advance the HR profession within our own community. Exciting stuff. Wade.
Very cool. And so I understand we've got a couple of guests as well. Go ahead and introduce them.
We have Jeff Lindemann. He's San Diego SHRM's past president, immediate past president. And we also have Nina Woodard, who is our current president.
All righty. And so welcome to the show, Nina and Jeff. And so where do we want to get the conversation started today?
I think we'd like to start with Jeff. As being our immediate past president, I think we'd like to hear how he feels about his year. And I'm going to introduce Jeff.
And Jeff, welcome to the show. And so I think this is going to be fascinating to just kind of have an overview of SD SHRM. And let me also take a moment to kind of lay a little bit of groundwork. The show is designed to serve two audiences that we're going to alternate with, as well as some subjects will be appropriate for both. One is the HR industry itself. So you HR professionals out there can understand what best practices are, what's happening in the industry, what you need to be sharing with your clients. And we're also going to have shows directed towards business people, the business owners, the corporate leaders that have to implement this in their day-to-day job. And we want to provide great information for them so they can make their best decisions possible. And so on today's show, again, as Natasha mentioned, we're going to do an overview of SD SHRM, past, present, and future. And so, Jeff, tell us a little bit about the history of SHRM and the role you have played in its recent history.
Well, good morning, Wade and Natasha. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share some insight and perspective. To start off, I'll talk about some work that was done in 2011 by the board of San Diego SHRM and that carried over into 2012. And we did a sort of an assessment of all of the resources available to the HR professional in the San Diego market. And it's extraordinary the amount of energy and resources and organizations that contribute to the HR professionals' ability to really bring value to their organizations. And that's whether they're on staff or whether they're consulting partners to the organization. And what we wanted to do from a San Diego SHRM perspective is really focus on the skills and abilities that would enable the HR practitioner to bring excellence to the workplace that they support, or the workplaces that they support, if in fact they happen to be a consulting partner. We really scoured the landscape to look at what kinds of programs are already out there and carve out our niche in terms of enhancing the ability of those practitioners to bring excellence to their workplace. And I want to maybe put it into context of what's happening in the overall market. There's research that shows that every time the U.S. economy contracts, and certainly we went through that in 2008, 2009, every time the U.S. economy contracts, the HR profession reinvents itself. So a lot of what we were doing was not just looking at current state, but also where the profession is headed.
All right. Yes. Anticipating the future is critical. And if you could just, maybe I didn't catch it, but clearly delineate the years you were in charge that you were the president of SD SHRM.
I was the president of San Diego SHRM in 2012.
So in 2012. Okay. So, we already had 4 years of contraction. You had a chance to kind of take a look and see what had been going on and in what direction HR needed to reinvent themselves. But, can you talk to us a little bit about what had been set up prior to that, in that you mentioned San Diego had a lot of energy. It seemed to have a vibrant HR community. What things had been done in the past that laid the groundwork for when you stepped into the role?
Well, in 2011, we really assessed the market, and we looked at what other types of program, content, resources existed in the marketplace. And what we had discovered was that many had grown and become available, whereas in the past, maybe San Diego SHRM or other such organizations were really the one-stop shop for HR professionals and or business leaders who were interested in learning about HR. And we really wanted to differentiate ourselves and make sure that there was a value for a practitioner or an interested party working with and attending programs that San Diego SHRM offered. So we've done a lot of work at looking at the landscape, and there are innumerable resources, whether that be online consulting firms that offer as marketing efforts free resources and content, other professional associations. We worked really hard to focus on a niche, which I think was very helpful for us. You know, what are the skills and capabilities that an HR professional or someone delivering HR support to an organization need in order to deliver excellence? And a lot of that was focusing on the value add side of HR, not just the risk management cost control side. Businesses were struggling, and we wanted to make sure that we were contributing not just to the bottom line in terms of controlling costs, but also helping organizations increase their top line revenue.
Okay. Everybody wants to increase top line revenue, obviously. Natasha, what question did you have?
You know, Jeff, I've been working on the board with you for a while, and I've always been intrigued by, you know, the reason that you decided to become a member of San Diego SHRM and to go beyond being just a member of San Diego SHRM, like the 1,000 members that we currently have, and decide to lead the organization.
You know, I'm passionate about the human resource profession, and I really have learned throughout my very long career that I'd rather not admit publicly how many years I've been in HR. But I've learned that, and it started actually when I was a manager, where I was able to double revenue for an organization in a little less than 2 years by just how I led the team. And so I was really passionate about the HR profession and the contribution that it could make. San Diego SHRM was doing some great things and has had a long and storied history in San Diego's HR community. I wanted to be a part of that, and there was an opportunity to help contribute and then work through the...
And through the organization, you could contribute to the community at large. We're going to continue learning about SD SHRM, past, present, and future, here on Human Resources Inside Hour on BusinessLeaderRadio.com.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to WSRadio.com/barter. That's WSRadio.com/barter.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones on which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Could your business use $10,000 to a $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to a $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.
Have you ever been on the phone waiting forever to have an airline solve a travel issue for you? When your flight is delayed or canceled, what do you do? Join our free Biz Travel Club and you will have a team of travel advocates working for you. You'll receive valuable business travel tips and tricks, get exceptional travel services from a company that's been helping travelers for over 28 years. We know how to get you there efficiently and economically. So come sign up at freebiztravelclub.com. That's certainly a price you can live with.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.